You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Empire Girls After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Empire Girls After Show.
What's up, what's up? As we all know, Bing is for doing, and tonight we are doing a after show for Empire Girls. What's up, your girl? This is your girl, Ashley Gray, and I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Hey, girl, it's me, Brooke Chavez.
What's up, and I'm Bam Erickson.
What's up, what's up? So, this episode was kind of, you know, it was interesting. So, we have a lot to talk about. So, let's first start off with how this cast, like, how did they meet? How did Jaleesa and, you know, Adrian become friends?
They met 10 years ago. According to an interview on Vibe, they met 10 years ago on the set of an MTV movie.
Oh, wow.
And so, they've been friends basically for 10 years.
Wow.
And so they were approached by Style Network to do the show, I'm assuming because Style and Ian had something to do together. And of course, Adrian was on Keeping with the Kardashians when she was dating Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure they probably kind of put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how this show came about. And this show basically is about them taking their careers to the next level. Adrian is the singer who's from 3OW and the Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then Jaleesa, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Jaleesa is a host, and she started out with BET on 106 in Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys probably saw her hosting the reunion shows for Jersey Shore,
mm-hmm.
also. And she's done a ton of stuff hosting.
Oh, wow.
And they're both Latinas. And this is huge, too, because there's never been a Latina reality show with Latinas who speak English. And
mm-hmm.
it's in English. So that's a big deal also.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So they've been friends, best friends for 10 years.
Right.
And I remember I read somewhere that they actually became so close that on that movie set that they met on, they requested the same trailer. So that's crazy how you can like find someone, especially in the industry, and just bond with them so quickly. So that's cool. 10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
A really, really long time.
Oh yeah. And they're both New Yorkers.
Yeah, New Yorkers.
Oh, so East Coast flair. We were just talking earlier, like East Coast is so different from the West Coast.
Yeah.
But their personalities are different, which they're very different. Like Adrian's a very she's very spicy, she's very go with the flow,
mm-hmm.
she's very, I don't know, you think she's kind of bratty in some ways?
From this episode, it kind of seems like not necessarily bratty, but you know, she wants it to be about her. She's used to the spotlight being on her, and in any situation, it's about me. It's about me. Oh, what? It's about me. So it's like, like that.
Yeah, a little bit of a control freak too.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah.
likes the spotlight. She does put on her game face for the camera, and you know that. And Jaleesa's totally laid back, a lot more chill. I wouldn't say more stale, but because she
it's the second show.
Out.
Who knows? Hopefully.
Her personality comes out, but they're definitely very different.
And it was crazy as they described their style as like the Latina Laverne and Shirley.
So
I can see that in Adrian, but like I said, you know, like you said, Jaleesa, she's very laid back.
Yeah.
You know, she only kind of lets loose every once in a while.
She does. And I actually, you know, from the style side, I really love how Jaleesa dresses. It's very New Yorker. And Adrian, you know, I don't really know. No, well, of course I'm going to comment, girl. Some of that stuff that she wears is just not cute. I'm like, girl, come on. You can't be representing New York looking like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but me personally, I'm more like sleek, you know, I like stuff to be not too much, nothing going on. And I really love Jaleesa's style when I, you know, watching the episode, I'm like, oh, wow, I can wear that. I will wear that. And with Adrian, I'm like, I would not even pick that up in the store. So
I feel like she's trying to wear every fad in every episode.
Yeah.
First she's got the little skull cap on. Then she has the bandana. And then she's rocking, I mean, who knows what.
Yeah.
So
I'll leave that to y'all.
Not that it's that important.
Yeah. No,
it is important when you have a reality show and you're trying to make it in an industry that's all about what you look like and what you have on. So, you know, and if
speaking of what they look like, man, the makeup girl.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Lot of makeup.
But I'm a girly girl and I love the makeup. So I'm like, I'm with you, girl.
Sometimes less is more, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It was a bit heavy.
Yeah.
It was heavy. You would think.
It's kind of heavy.
This coming from BAM ladies. So ladies, BAM does not like the heavy makeup.
BAM, what do you like? More makeup, a little less, a little more natural.
I don't mind a lot of makeup, but when we were watching it on the
big screen, yeah,
their faces, didn't match the neck.
That's true.
And so I don't mind you having a lot of makeup,
blend.
But it got to, you know.
Blend.
And then it's like they're, like, it was just too much.
Too much, yeah.
A little clownish sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Kardashians actually kind of started out that way, too. The makeup was way too much. I think they saw themselves after the first season and they toned it down. Or that, and they were like, oh, no, we got to get a professional artist in here, so.
Well, what about some of the other, cast members or crew members?
Oh, so their crew, their girls, their circle of friends includes Layla. Ashley, and then Julissa and Adrian. And we kind of saw
and
that.
And the sister.
And Claudette.
Yeah.
And that's Adrian's sister.
Yes, Adrian's sister, Claudette. And Claudette doesn't really hang out with the crew. She's busy. Yeah, she's busy having a baby. Yeah. That's what she's busy doing. But of the girlfriend little clique that they have, it's a really cute group. They're all like really intelligent, smart ladies just trying to, you know, make it in this harsh industry, you know? And it was really cute. We got to see a little bit of their circle when they sat down at the club and was talking boy talk.
I know.
So well, how do you
us, oh go ahead.
Oh, go, no girl go ahead go ahead.
No, I was gonna say we could focus it in more on start with Julissa, then go to Adrian. I was gonna mention though that Layla, who's this beautiful British girl, I was like, dang, that girl is hot. She's in the hosting world too, right? And her husband's in radio. And I feel like she's going to get a lot of attention after being on the show.
Actually, I think that she's already made a solid name for herself. I actually see her every week backstage at ABDC at Warner Brothers Studio. And she actually hosts for MTV. So she already has a really concrete career.
Sure.
And I was actually surprised that she hung out with them when I was like, wait, is that Layla? I was like, oh, wow.
Why were you surprised?
I was just surprised because, you know, Julissa and Adrian, they're up and coming. Yeah. And I guess just being not necessarily brainwashed in this industry, I just thought that people who were so, like, already set in their career don't necessarily hang out with people who are trying to make it. But I get,
you know, I have to say, though, I've seen Layla do host, like, in her hosting world, but I didn't necessarily know her name right away. I would have recognized Adrian and Julissa anywhere, name-wise, and not her, so.
Yeah.
So maybe this was a smart career move for her.
Was a smart career move for everyone involved, I think, because Layla's husband actually is, I don't know his name, but he's prominent in the radio industry. Like, his show is...
We'll have to find that out.
It's up there. Yeah, we'll bring that back to you guys next week. We'll let you guys know that.
So and Ashley, I just wanted to mention this too. Mm-hmm. She apparently works with in the music industry.
Oh, really?
That's what they talked about on the show.
Oh.
So
they're all trying to do big things.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All trying to come up.
This is true, aren't we all?
I know. So.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Right.
So. I just wanted to bring up this point when they were all at the club talking, and Adrian was kind of like bashing, not bashing, but I guess trying to be the protective, best friend towards Julissa and her relationship when, she was like, yeah, I don't think that you should put all your eggs in one basket.
Well, let's just go back. So let's talk a little bit. So Julissa, speaking of Julissa, one of her storylines for this particular week was she is with the New York Giants football player, Antrell Roe, which Adrian kept calling Aunt 12. She kept calling him like Aunt 12. She was like giving so many different names.
Antoine.
I mean, completely giving hints like, okay, I'm already not feeling
this dude. I don't like him.
So now, going down to continuing.
And when they were at dinner, I was like, dang, like, if my one of my girlfriends was like that, hounding me all the time about a guy that they haven't even met yet, and I'm like so like giddy over it. Are they being jealous? Do you think she was being jealous, or do you think that she was just trying to look out?
I have a different
we'll get
opinion.
A man's perspective. Yeah. From my perspective, I could see that, but I really think that she's just looking at. She's looking after her, because if you think about it, these men,
especially athletes
who play ball, NFL, NBA, you name it. I mean, you have to be a little critical.
Time out. We got Bam. Bam's like,
pause. Time
be
out.
Careful.
Wait,
careful.
I'm sorry. What?
Not every guy, but you got to go in with an open eye, you know.
She had
one eye open.
Adrian had even met the boy yet.
True.
I mean, could she just at least meet the guy before she starts giving her opinion? Like, mind your business.
No, yes.
That's her best friend, though.
But still, like, she hasn't met him yet. Like, could she meet him first? I mean, normally you can get vibes or something. Like, if you know what I'm saying? Like, you can have conversation and maybe tell, like, oh, okay.
Wait a minute. But something's wrong.
Just the way sometimes girls do, it's like, she didn't even meet him. And I felt that she should have at least waited to meet him, or at least she didn't even know his name. At least Google him. You know, Google
Barbell.
Him. Go on the website and kind of get some information about him. So I think she was totally at fault about that.
I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree too. Like, if my girlfriend was just always telling, like, oh, I didn't like this person, you didn't even meet him yet. Like, girl, give him a chance. You don't have a man. So how are you giving me advice? Honey, like, I don't get it. Adrian, we're not trying to say that you are, like, all completely wrong, but it's, like, back up. Like, let her breathe. Like, I understand that's your best friend, but dang.
Meet the guy first.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be negative Nancy all the time.
Yeah.
But I can see how she's looking after her friend.
Yeah.
But you don't want to hear it 24/7.
Not 24/7.
And, of course, you want to meet the guy beforehand.
Of course.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm picking it up.
We picked it up.
And so that was one of her storylines about her and this new guy that she's trying to meet. And then her other storyline, of course, was her trying to get a new apartment because
she's living with her daddy, her mama, her sister, her brother, the dog, and a cat.
That's how Latinos do it, girl.
I'm like, dang. I mean, it was really cute when she was in the hallway and, like, curling her hair. And I was like, dang, girl, how many bathrooms y'all got? Only one?
I know.
Obviously, it's only one because it may be more. And it was just occupied at the time. But I really like that because it shows that, you know, how some reality shows are staged, which, of course, this one probably is a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's like, she's really putting herself out there. And, like, look, I moved to New York and didn't have enough money to get an apartment. And, you know, she's putting that out there for us to see. And, I mean, it makes her more personable. It's like, that's how it is. It's expensive to live in L.A. and to live in New York.
And,
it
just shows that's really real. You don't have to get a fake house to pretend like you're doing all this. Because clearly, you know, she says she's already bombed a bunch of auditions.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of struggling right now. And that helps show that she's struggling. But she does go and get a new apartment, which I thought was really cool, was that her dad is a taxi driver. So she can go anywhere in New York for free.
Hey, you know, saving money there.
Exactly, because it's expensive in New York for taxi cabs and plus the traffic. So she got a hookup on that.
And I like the way that they showed that. Like, look, I'm just like you. My daddy is a taxi driver. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not living this extravagant life. I'm really trying to make it just like everyone else. So she's reaching out. Like, she touched me. It's like, wow, you're just a normal person doing something that, you know, you're living your dreams and you're aspiring after something with a lot of thrive and determination. So I was like, dang, your daddy a taxi driver. Yeah.
But could money be an issue if she moves over to Hell's Kitchen area in New York?
Potentially. Especially since she's been a little dry when it comes to jobs.
Yeah.
And getting her career back into focus.
That's an expensive neighborhood.
It is. It's an up-and-coming neighborhood.
Yeah.
She seems so smart. Yeah. I'm sure she's not going to make a financial obligation that she can't keep.
Yeah.
And she can always move back in with her for the parentals.
I'm sure she's getting paid something for this.
She was bragging about how big the apartment was. I didn't think the apartment looked
for New York standards, though. That was a big apartment. The parquet flooring. Not a fan of parquet flooring, but that view, the window,
the view was like
Shazam. That's what I'm talking about.
But why did they have to walk up the stairs five flights?
Like, that was the first apartment
one that she looked at.
Yeah, the first apartment, like, They have the elevator in
older
New York.
Older building, maybe? I don't know.
I've been to older buildings in New York, they have elevators.
Well, maybe this one didn't. Or maybe it was just for the...
For the sake of the drama. Yeah. Walking a five flight
of
stairs.
Yeah, and Adrian,
like,
of course, was
chills.
Like, oh my gosh, I cannot. Girl, if you take that Scully off, maybe you won't be so hot.
I know. But she say, my legs are shorter than you, yours. Slow down.
She is a little one, but I'm a little one too. We're itty bitty, so we support the little ones.
Short people
with little legs.
What about also with Jalissa, her accent? That was another
issue. Oh, yeah. So how do you feel about that? Like, would you guys change your accent to be more appealing to the mainstream audience?
Absolutely. I would.
Bam, you said absolutely.
To fill these guys in, if you guys know Julissa, she has a very strong accent. She's Dominican. She grew up speaking Spanish and English. You can hear it if you've seen her. And one of the things that her manager or agent had mentioned was that she needed to go and, you know, try to get rid of the accent so she could be more mainstream and not just do what she was doing on 106 and Park or MTV and do anything and everything. So she goes to a class, an accent class, to try to get rid of it. And I think that I would do that, too. Mm-hmm. I'm from Texas. I don't think I have an accent. I try not to.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do everything.
I mean, all great actors do it. Nicole Kidman, all the people from Australia, Nicole Kidman.
Sure.
She has a heavy accent, but when she's acting, when she's doing other characters, you can't tell because she's playing another character.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think that a lot of the audience is looking at it as, she's changing herself. No, she's a Latina. She needs to always be like this. And I mean, I kind of get where they're coming from, but if you don't really know the industry, then you'll have that mindset. Like, no, I think you should stay true to your roots. But if you want to be, you know, truly successful and do other things besides just like urban, you know, in that market, then you have to like expand. And not that she's losing herself, she's improving.
Yeah. That just shows that she's versatile, versatility. She can go in and do something urban or talk to Latinos and connect with them and then do something that's more mainstream.
Yeah. I mean.
But, you know, also the Steve Madden rep made a really good point. Mm-hmm. People are not, when you're on the radio, people can't see your face. All they can hear is your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so for someone who's somewhere in the country somewhere,
they
but also has
to,
who has Steve Madden shoes, they have to be able to understand you. So you have to be able to appeal. If you're going to be a representative for Steve Madden, which is all over the world, you have to speak in a general language where everyone can hear you, because not everyone's going to be from New York or not everyone's going to be Dominican.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. I mean, it's what something that everyone has to do. Mm-hmm. It's so, I mean, it's not like she's losing who she is. She's staying true. She's still spicy. That spicy Latina. She still has an amazing, bubbly personality. Mm-hmm. She's just, you know, making some tweaks to be more versatile.
And when she got rid of the accent a little, when she was in that class, the teacher said, you know, you said this perfectly. How did you feel? Did you feel any less Dominican?
And she was like, no.
Mm-hmm. I still feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, so.
When she did the demo, she was still talking. Her rep was like, she killed it. And I'm like,
she sounded exactly the same.
Yeah. She killed it, meaning it's dead. That's how she killed it. Not good. Like, girl, it's laying on the floor dead. That's how you killed it. Seriously, because and it's kind of embarrassing to get tips from the rep, because they hired you to be perfect, not to give you pointers on how to execute this assignment. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, oh, please get it. Like,
she needed to just slow down, too.
She was nervous.
Latinos are fast talkers, but when you're on the radio, you need to, you know, enunciate, slow down, be clear, concise.
She'll get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
she's amazing. She's already got it. Yeah.
She's gotten this far, so she's doing something right.
Yeah, she's amazing. So let's bring it to our little spicy one, the spiciest Latina on the show.
Yes.
Adrian.
Little Adrian.
How do we feel about Adrian's character? Well, not even character. This is who she is.
Yeah.
Or is she playing a character? What do you think?
I think she's cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not a kid anymore, like a cheetah girl, but she still, I feel, plays that cuteness.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like her personality. I like that she throws things out there, phrases out there, like, what it do when she walks in.
I thought she was like, what's up, hoe? I'm like, wait, did she just say what's up, hoe? You were like, no, I think she said boo. I was like, oh, okay.
But I'm hoping that's really who she is, and she's being herself, because I like that. And I can I can connect to that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like that at
yeah.
home with my family.
Yeah.
And not having to censor anything. I'm hoping that's really her because I like it if it's really her.
See, I didn't watch the Kardashians, and I remember songs that she did with like 3OW and Cheetah Girls, but I've never really heard her speak or see her personality.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see right now is what I'm going to assume who she is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just to clear it up, she wasn't on the show like as a cast member. She just made a cameo.
Cameos.
I believe at the wedding of Omar.
She made multiple cameos.
Oh, really? Yeah,
she was in probably like 8 episodes when she was with Rob Kardashian. Mm-hmm. I saw them all, and she
oh,
was
gosh.
More toned down there. She was more toned down,
yeah,
but she was also in Love, and we saw her cry because she went to India when she and Rob were together and they were going to be apart. So she was in a good portion of one of the seasons, and I can't remember which season it was. But
do you think she's still like hooked on Rob, like she still loves him?
Well, in the first episode, doesn't she talk about him?
She talks about him, but I don't know if it's for ratings. She wants to just keep plugging the Kardashian name. I don't know why. But
well, she broke up with him. Well, so
that doesn't mean anything. You can break up with somebody and still want them back.
I totally thought that was included because Style E, the connection.
Mm-hmm.
She probably got the show because, you know, people remember her from being on the Kardashian show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she probably had to say something about it just for the sake of pleasing the network, because that was like eons ago. Like, why?
3 years ago.
Why are you having that conversation?
Ago.
I thought that was like, okay, why are we watching this?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like she had her audience as a Cheetah Girl, you know, these tweens, these young girls, and she had
now
her audience
grown.
As a 3LW, but I feel like she really encompassed everyone when she came out on the Kardashians, and that's when everyone knew her name at that point, because millions were watching, so that's when they were like, who is this Adrian Bailon girl?
And yeah. A
so
Cheetah
she
Girl.
She needed to mention his name again.
Yeah.
Well,
even in the interviews, you know, people are obviously asking, will he make an appearance? And her answer is, we'll just have to wait and see. So
that's which obviously she's gonna say
yeah
she's not gonna say
yeah,
no
she can't say no because then people will maybe turned off to not watch it. So that's the
but is he
answer.
Really that popular, Rob Kardashian?
Oh yeah, I mean
in my life he's not
he himself I wouldn't say is popular, but because
the name
he's affiliated
is popular,
with the Kardashians and they're everywhere. I mean,
and he got to be on Dancing with the Stars,
and he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't really done anything aside from be a
well,
brother
according
to these girls.
To him, he's an entrepreneur. That was on.
He's working
they
on
all
it.
Claim to be entrepreneurs.
He's working on it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So are you going to come up with the sex tape, Rob?
That's your cue.
I mean.
But you know, but he has her name tattooed on the side of his lower chest.
And she has his name.
And she has his name.
Would
like
you
big.
Ever do that? Would you ever, bam, bam, would you ever tattoo somebody's name on you?
Be honest, bam.
Never. I don't do tattoos.
No.
No.
I don't do tattoos either.
Yeah. No, even if it was my husband, no.
I already said, I think Kim said this, putting a tattoo on me is like putting a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
On a
baby.
Benz or a Bentley.
A Bentley.
Anything, no.
It just ruins it.
Yeah. I'm just not. I would definitely wouldn't put another guy's name on me. But I'm open to tattoos, but. Oh, girl, Adrian, girl, you got to get that covered up.
Before we go to Adrian, you want to talk about iTunes?
Oh, yes. Okay, so everyone, viewers, so what you guys can do is go to iTunes, rate, comment, tell a friend. It's very simple. It's so easy, and it will help us all out. And also, if you guys ever shop on Amazon.com, what you can do is first go to AfterBuzzTV.com, and there you can click on the Amazon banner, and you can buy whatever you want. It's free. You don't have to pay any additional cost. You just go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on that Amazon banner. It will help us out. Lot. We do this content for free, and we would truly appreciate it. So,
yes,
you guys
would.
Make sure you do that. So then, now who we're going to talk about?
Well, hey.
Yeah, we start.
Adrian. Adrian.
We're not done. We're not done.
I love that.
So Adrian's big story was her sister's pregnant,
right?
And so her sister Claudette is pregnant, and so she's planning a baby shower, and she really, 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 really wants to be the godmother. And so Claudette hasn't asked her yet. So she's freaking out because she wants to be. And so she wants to make sure that the baby shower is super, super special and everything is ran perfect, because she hopes that this will let her know that she's a very responsible young lady.
Yeah.
And hopes that she will be able to be the godmother.
So do you think that they were just prolonging the Claudette asking for the suspense of the show, or do you think that her sister just didn't think that she was qualified and she needed her to prove herself a little bit more?
I hate to say this, but it was definitely set up that there was
They were prolonging. Yeah. Do you still think that, you know, Adrian may not be as qualified as some of the other family members that she mentioned before?
I mean, she's her only sister. It's just
There was a best friend.
A cousin
that they were, the cousin and Claudette was really, really close. So These were the different possibilities as far as Godmom was concerned. And Adrian did end up getting chosen, but...
And there's always the issue that Adrian stated that, you know, she's always put her career over family.
Right.
And so she's been doing the whole music thing because they both used to sing. And so... You do kind of have to wonder, you know, when she first, there was a whole thing like, oh, you know, I really have a question that I want to ask. I was wondering. Will you be in that?
Will you be in the delivery room? And she's like, oh. And then, of course, at the end.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of, why does she need to be in the delivery room besides the fact that it's on a reality show?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, maybe because it's that is her only sister.
Yeah, that is true.
And like Latinos, we like to take the whole family.
Yeah.
Anything we do, we want to
I mean,
have
we
all
saw
us.
That entourage when they were, you know, walking the little baby down. Baby Jet, congratulations, Claudette, on your baby.
We thought Jet was a boy.
Yeah. We did until we saw the
very
blanket.
Claudette had a girl named Jet. Yes. And I love the name Jet for a boy.
Yeah.
But it's growing on me for a girl.
It's a really cute name.
It's
I like it.
Interesting.
Bam.
What did you guys think about the baby shower, the whole thing?
It was over the top. Come on. Seriously? That was too much. Really?
But I didn't think she went too far. So Claudette doesn't like a lot of bling and glam and craziness, and Adrian does. They're opposites. But she just really just got outfits for...
Well, when I looked at the shot of the baby shower, that looked like an upscale party to me. It didn't look like a baby shower. People were like, they weren't dressed casually. They came, they're like drinking champagne. And I'm like, is this not like no baby shower I ever been to?
Yeah,
and
where's the punch? Where's the cake?
Yeah.
Where are the games?
It just looked too over the top. Like, and I'm like, no. Come on, and they're Latina. Like, what Latina family you're gonna go to? And this is big production. No,
I don't think they could fit them all in their house.
It was at a restaurant too.
Yeah, it was at a restaurant.
Yeah, I'm like, it was just too. And then like the crowd didn't even look like they were having fun.
Yeah.
It just looked like
they were all standing around.
Yeah,
it didn't look like a baby shower, but I thought the theme was cute.
The theme was. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The theme was cool, but only Adrian, Jalissa, and the other girl was dressed in theme.
Yeah.
Where was the best friend? Like, shouldn't more people have been involved? And shouldn't other people have been dressed in the theme except for them, the cast?
Maybe they were, and we just didn't see that because it wasn't that... there wasn't that much airtime for the baby shower.
I just think that it was over the top. And the fact that Jalissa... referenced that Adrian referenced the fact that Claudette is not someone who likes to go over the top, so that's what she's scared of doing. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, yeah, it was over the top, honey. That's too much. I mean, I would have loved it, but I'm an over the top kind of girl.
Me too.
But for Claudette, I don't think that. I mean, Claudette, she seemed really happy, but like you said, it wasn't really. I think it was.
There wasn't much of a baby theme.
No.
Couldn't necessarily tell it was a baby shower.
No.
But I still thought that.
Just the correlation because Jet, like JetBlue, Jet flying, you know. Yeah.
Pass. We pass on that baby shower. We're not coming. Well, actually, we weren't invited, but if we were, I wouldn't have came.
What I also thought interesting with Adrian was that the week before, Neo really ripped her a new one for not being focused. Mm-hmm. And so when they were at the dance studio, you know, learning a choreography for her single, she made an effort saying that if the phone rings, I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to answer it. So she was trying to do the right thing because, you know, Neo's her manager and she almost lost her contract for it. So she was really trying to be focused. And then the one time when the phone is ringing, she makes that decision not to answer, and then the phone is ringing and ringing and ringing, and then it's the mom and cursing out like, where the hell you been? You know, you're supposed to be in the living room.
Yeah.
So I felt bad for her because the one time when she was trying to be responsible and do what she's supposed to do, then her mom calls.
Well, right. That's the conflict about when I thought that the sister may not want her to be the godmom because she normally puts her career before the family. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I want you to be the godmom to my child. If I really need you, will you make the decision to come home if you have a concert that night?
But I'm going to assume that Claudette knows, okay, Adrienne is getting ready to have a single. She's on this new contract with Compound Records. So she has to know that although she's the godmother, she can't expect Adrienne to just drop
everything.
Everything, you know?
Would you drop everything for your, like, little brother or for your niece or if you had, like, a godson?
It depends.
I would drop everything.
Depends on the situation. Yeah, if it were life-threatening. Yeah. Or, you know.
But a sister wouldn't call if it wasn't life-threatening, knowing the situation. And I just think that was a little, that was my hesitancy when I was like, well, I don't know if she should be the godmom because it seemed like, you know, she
would. Does she only want to be does she only want to be the godmother because she just kind of wants her way?
I think so. I think that she just wanted the role as godmom just to say that I'm the godmom. Because remember at the end when she was like, instead of telling Julissa like casually, like, oh yeah, she asked me to be, she was like, godmom? Yeah, look at the picture of my goddaughter. Look at my, so it's like me. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so.
I also thought that was an interesting moment when Adrienne and Julissa was outside and she said, you know, my sister, she, you know, she did it right. You know, she put her family first. She has a nice family. Although she's not married, but okay.
Is she? I think she is married.
I didn't get that. Was that she said? Here's the baby daddy.
No, she said brother in the caption.
The caption said in-law.
She did mention she got engaged. Yeah. Yeah, she got engaged. She got married. She had a baby. She did it right. Exactly how.
And that's that's another interesting thing that you know I really loved about the show is that they plug in really great values. Mm-hmm. So just that alone is she did it right. She said that multiple times throughout mm-hmm. the show, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, she did it right. She got married first and then she had a kid, you know?
Versus us who put our career first.
Yeah, or versus us who have, you know, the unconventional of having a baby without getting married. I know in close families, maybe that may be the mentality like, okay, if I do have a baby, you know, without being married, this is wrong or, you know, I don't know. Do you have any opinion on that? What do you think?
I mean, I personally think you should get married, have a baby. But sometimes it doesn't always work
out that way. Yeah, it doesn't, yeah. I just like that, you know, with all that's going on in today's society, with all this negativity and these horrible images that people are putting out, I think that it's nice. It's refreshing to see that.
Well, let me just ask you guys as women, because she wanted to get the advice from, who is it that Adrienne wanted to get the advice from?
Layla.
She wanted to get the advice from from Layla in regards to if, you know, how does she do it of being able to have everything as far as motherhood and career and all that. For women, it's hard. Like, you guys all want to, you guys have your careers that you want to do. So do you guys feel bad that you haven't been married and, you know, and
actually,
well, I am married and I do have a daughter.
Okay.
You didn't know this.
I didn't know that, but then
she'll be making a cameo on the show because
soon. Your hands was like, so like this, so I didn't know.
Ooh, look at that bling. That is nice.
Thank you, honey. I mean, sure, you have to sacrifice some, but I truly believe that women can do it all. I am able to host in Los Angeles, be with my daughter, spend time with my husband, have a career. I do think that women can do it. I also have a very supportive family. I have a mother who takes care of my daughter when I need her. Like I said, us Latinos,
they stick together.
Yeah. Not everyone has that, but it is possible. I mean, you're tired. Yeah. A lot of the time. And sometimes you're running all around 24/7. Mm-hmm. But at the end, for me, it's worth it because I want my daughter to see that you can have a career, you can follow your dreams and still have beautiful babies and be a mom and a great wife.
And go ahead.
I feel that it just sucks that Adrienne has to, you know, keep going back and forth, you know, should I do family, should I have career? And I just think she should be able to do both.
But then with, like, for me, I'm the total opposite. I have a plan. Right. I don't want to, you know, I want to focus on my career now.
What's your plan?
Well, I want to focus right now on my career. I just think that, you know, that's something that I'm really in. I've had this goal for such a long time. And, you know, when I'm 27, I want to be engaged. And then I want to be engaged for a couple of years. Yes, I'm telling my whole life story right now. Like at 30, I want to have kids, you know, or 31. So I want to focus on my career right now. I'm not trying to rush the whole family thing.
So when you're 27, what if, so
That's just a girl's. A girl can dream, can't she, Bam?
I'm taking
applications.
Chili did kind of the same thing. I'm just kind of wondering. So at 27, like, what if you're not in a relationship? Are you going to?
I mean, I'm a firm believer, and, you know, God has a plan for my life. So if it doesn't happen at 27, it will happen eventually.
Okay.
Right now, that's just not my focus. So I can understand where Adrienne is really, like, battling in her mind, like, career or family, career or family. You can have both, prime example.
Lots of women do.
Definitely lots of women do. But even, like, Tyra Banks, she struggled for a long time, like, you know, what should I do? I want to have a kid, but, you know, I don't know. And so
I don't think Adrienne is ready. I don't think she wants to be married. She's living the life. I don't even know why she's actually even struggling with the whole family career thing, because she doesn't seem like she wants to be married. She's trying to get back on top.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the grind.
I agree.
That's just the mentality. You can do it. Like, I want a family once I reach that goal of mine. But she can do it. I loved her when she was in 3LW, Cheetah Girls. So I think she can do it. She just got to stick to it. She has a great personality. That style, girl, is just whack. Seriously.
I agree with what you're saying, Bam, about her.
We hope to get her on the show.
I do. I know. Adrienne, look. I mean.
She's cute.
That's what girlfriends do. We give advice. She's trying to experiment
and be a trendsetter.
Some things work, some things don't.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
No, say it, Bam. What?
Did you see the blogs got her about that bathing suit she did about 2 weeks ago?
That looked like a trash bag or something
with the high shoulder pads?
Yes. Oh, Bam. Yeah. Was it cute?
Adrienne, I'm sorry, because I really want you to come on the show in the next couple weeks. But you know, maybe sometimes things look good when you see it, and then when you put it on, you don't maybe realize. So I'm thinking maybe she saw it and was like, oh, that's hot, and then didn't realize that once it was on and she's being photographed, and once she saw the picture of herself, she's probably thinking, oh, yeah,
I see. All have our fashion flops, you know? So,
but I like people who go out there and say, okay, maybe this is different, but I'm going to experiment. I'm going to try it, and they might fail terribly.
Yeah,
but
girl,
better you, girl, than me. So it's
all experiment a little bit too much, because there wasn't one outfit that she wore on the show that I was like, ooh, that's really cute. I was like, ooh, girl.
I think the pink dress.
Oh, the pink dresses was really cute in the interview.
Yeah, in the interview.
When she's like talking to the camera.
Yeah.
It was cute.
I don't remember that.
It was like when
she was the entire time.
Yeah, it was like when she was coming back and was like,
she'd comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was
Bam's like, that was ugly.
I don't remember what she's wearing. I just remember what she was saying.
It was when she had on too much blush.
That was the whole show.
Yeah, that was the whole show. Taking it back.
We love you, Adrienne.
Yeah. Bam, I agree with you. I don't know why she's going back and forth right now. We all know she's focusing on her career, and that's what she's trying to do, is make a comeback. But she does say, when she's standing there with Julissa, she does say, at the end of the day, what matters most to me is family, and I would drop everything to have that family, which I was like,
because if that single blows up and it's hot, and you have to do the MTV Awards, American Music Awards, Grammys, are you really gonna like give that up?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't think she's ready. Do you guys know how old she is? Not 30 yet, obviously, because
they want to make it before they're 30.
She started out when she was 15 in the game, and she said she's been in it for 10 years, so 25, 26, 27.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Maybe 26, 27. Maybe. Well, right now what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and we can come back and we can talk a little bit more about Julissa's love life and the boyfriend, and get a little more about how Miss Adrienne, how we feel she's a hater or she's just like giving good advice. So we can talk a little bit about more right after this.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
She does like football players.
She does. All right, guys, we are back, and we're going to get into the housewarming scene on the show tonight when Miss Adrian showed up and Jaleesa's boo was there. So let's talk about Miss Thang's reaction to the new boy.
What was the first thing she said to him? You know you athletes have a reputation.
Yeah.
That was the first thing she said to him.
Yeah.
And she did not need to approach it like that.
And everyone agreed. Even Layla was like, you know, I don't think he's been in the game for a long time. He's been having all these girls, like, he's ready to settle down. And then Adrian was like, are you really though? Are you really ready to settle down? So I don't know. How did you feel, Bam, about her, Miss Thang's reaction?
Out of pocket. Just like a girl who does not have a man who wants to butt into her friend's business.
Yeah, it was kind of random.
I mean, very random. It was, and not only that, but the Jaleesa's family was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so by you making that big spectacle, then, you know, everyone else is listening. Oh, as a matter of fact, you remember when prior to the housewarming party, the dad, Jose, actually told Adrian, and I wrote it down. He said, let her pick who she wants.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, Papa, tell her, you know? And so just for her to make that big scene, I felt was just uncalled for.
And he left. Yeah. He left.
Yeah, it was a little much. I mean, I don't know why she couldn't just come in normal.
Yeah.
Ask him about himself
and then talking about, yeah, we about to be best friends and this.
It just seemed phony.
Yeah, very.
Very phony.
And she was like, I got my eye on you.
It was weird.
I know.
It's like, what's going on? I mean, I understand best friends and, you know, I look out for my girlfriends, but do you guys think it's a little bit like she doesn't want Jaleesa to be happy because she doesn't have a man and her and Rob didn't work out? Or do you think, I mean, I kind of...
It could be subconsciously that's the way she feels, even though she doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
She did not have to approach it the way she approached it, though. That was crazy.
Yeah. So do you do the whole questions?
Me?
Yeah, do you?
Do I question my friends, guys? Or,
yeah.
I not really question them. I just get to know them.
Uh-huh.
So I don't interrogate them, of course. But, you know, I kind of try and feel around to see, you know, what they're all about, to see if they have my friend's best interest at heart. But it's not my place to go into details and try and get the 411. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Adrian should have just played the best friend role. Hi, it's nice to meet you. You know, Jaleesa loves you. She's always talking about you, instead of being like, them athletes.
Right.
I'm like, girl,
and
shut
then
up.
What about you? Did your friends pry into your relationship before you got married?
A little, but you know what? They did the prying on to me, not directly
to him. Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
They played it cool in front of him and just got to know him.
Yeah.
And were observant and not biased because they were getting to know him. And then they got the scoop from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how girls should be.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I've never had a girlfriend that goes straight in for the kill like that.
Straight in for the kill.
And I would be. Would not be cool.
To play devil's advocate, Jaleesa did say, you know, I just love football players. Why? Because they're hot. So you make a comment like that. Just playing devil's advocate, you can maybe, does Adrian have a point to kind of go after,
I mean,
she likes athletes and football players particularly?
She's grown. So, I mean, you're going into it, if you're going into it with that mentality in particular, then you probably will get your feelings hurt. But you set yourself up for that. I don't think it's Adrian's, you know, I don't think she has the right to kind of interrogate that man. Like, he left.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
At the end of the
up.
Day, Jaleesa's in the relationship. She's the one having the interaction with this man. I mean, she needs to just, Adrian needs to
you
stick
got a
to the sideline.
I have a thought.
What's the thought? What's
I don't
thought,
know. Girl? Maybe this is me just reaching. But did you guys notice when old dude was talking to, when Jaleesa's boyfriend was talking to Adrian, the way he was looking, it was like kind of lustful. Like, I don't like it. Like, he was, like, looking at her like, yeah, I mean, what's up?
Like, I felt like he was looking at her like, yeah, I know. I think I'm all that.
Yeah. I'm like, know? Boy, first of all, you're not that cute. So you needs not be cocky like that. Bam. Seriously, he was not.
Was he giving that look like, oh, yeah, I got swag and I know it?
I think that was just his look for the camera because he wants to be cool for the camera. And so,
but men are so much more handsome when they're just, when they are not cocky.
But what about you girls in pictures when you be like,
I never do the duck lip.
With the lips.
I know about that.
I mean, it's the same thing. We men, we have our thing. And okay. Then, so,
I get it. Okay, I get it now.
But he's not
Thank
LL,
you, Bam.
He is not LL Cool
he's
J.
Not
he
LL.
Does not need to be licking those lips
he
like
don't.
That.
He was like, I mean, Adrian, yeah, what's up? Boy, gone here.
And we forgot to mention, he gave Julissa a picture of himself half naked, signed.
I'm done.
For a housewarming gift.
And draws. Did he have on draws?
If he was trying to be, I guess he was trying to be cute. He did look good in that picture.
He looked good, but that's because we couldn't see his face.
Wait. He ain't all that.
That's because we couldn't see his face. We couldn't see his face. We just saw him in his drawers.
We were talking about face, but then right here.
I was like, okay.
That was on point.
I see that. Come on, Bam. Would you give your girl, as for a housewarming gift, a picture of your naked body? Well, now that we say it, it doesn't really seem that bad. But
first we're like, no, he didn't, but it was cute.
Yeah.
To answer your question, hell no, I wouldn't do that. That's just not me. I'm not a show off.
Yeah.
It's kind of corny, but maybe that's, I don't know, like, we don't know the dynamics of the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's text him. I don't know.
But not in front of the family, though. You're really going to bring that as a housewarming gift?
Yeah, I do think he should have probably done something like, you know,
a date. Gave it to her at a date.
He gave it to her. He was the first one there.
To
he
arrive.
Gave it to her before they came.
Oh,
and then
okay.
She put it up.
Or she should have said, he should have said, like, oh, this is my private gift for you.
Open it later
or something. But he should have known that she was going
to
show her friends.
He wanted it to be in front of the camera.
He did. Yeah. Cocky,
but probably wanted, you know, maybe that's his way of impressing her so that he knew that she was going to show it the friends, her friends. And so by her be like, oh girl,
and then, she did,
yeah.
She was like, oh, girl.
So it probably worked in his favor. And then of course you got Adrian, you know, Miss Hater.
Oh my gosh, Adrian.
But y'all funny, like he not all that, but then you see the body.
I'm just saying, I mean,
he's a butterface.
He's give me some, girl, give me that.
I mean, but
what
his
is that?
Face.
He looked good. Everything but
everything
his face
but
looked
his
good.
Face looks good.
I'm liking that.
It's usually butter
pack.
Face, you know.
But he's a buttum face. But his
but
face,
his face.
But his
yeah,
face.
But if he was putting rocks and stuff on your finger, how would he still be butter face?
Well, that's a whole other story. No, I'm just kidding.
Nope. You're still ugly. I gotta look at you every day. And plus, like, you gotta think about, you want to have a kid by this guy?
I'm sure there's a whole lot of other women who would think differently, being that he's been in the NFL for 7
yeah,
years. That's
yeah.
18 years set for life. Your child.
Okay.
This is true.
So, anyway.
Well, what do you guys think for future,
next week.
Episodes? Yeah, next week.
Will he last until next week? Do you think they'll still be together?
Interesting twist, because we see that Julissa runs into her ex-fiancé.
Whoa.
And her ex-fiancé says he's in love with another woman, and she
and
does not look
crying.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I want to see that.
It's sad.
Is she really crying? You know.
Love is, when you love somebody, oof.
No, but what I'm saying is that, could that be why she's really crying? You know what I'm saying? You know how when they do the
oh,
sneak
right.
peek.
It might
so,
be edited
oh,
to
oh,
rather,
crying. No, I maybe.
I'd rather just wait. Watch it. We're gonna recap it.
Yes.
You know, get your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, for everyone out there that is that's watching, you guys could follow us all on Twitter on AfterBuzz. You guys can go to iTunes, or you can catch us on www.afterbuzztv.com. You could leave comments. You know, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, follow us. We want to know your comments.
Yes,
spice up this conversation.
Yes. If
let
you
us
agree
know.
With anything, if you agree or disagree, let us know.
Let
we'll
us
talk
know.
About it.
We will. And we will shout you guys out, so make sure.
Do you want to do gossip really quick?
Yes. Yeah. Tell us about the juice. Let's do some juice.
Woo! AfterBuzz TV News.
Lord Jesus.
Well, all right. So, doing an interview for Vibe Magazine, they were asked the idea of the show, basically, and we kind of talked about that. But one of the questions that was asked is, what makes this show different than any other reality shows out right now? And because they are both Latina, that pretty much says it all. You know, the fact that they're two Latina women, you know, you don't really see that on TV. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the big difference. They were asking, like, what kind of scoop could you give us about the drama or celebrity cameos? And so DJ Cal, Neo, and Angie Martinez will be on there. And The Dream, Meek Mill, and Wally will be on the show as well.
Oh, wow.
They, of course, asked, will Rob Kardashian make an appearance? And, of course, she made the right answer by saying, you just have to watch and see.
Just gotta watch and see, guys.
And then, of course, Adrian, she's trying to get her album out there. So her album is expected to hit in winter 2012. That should probably say winter 2013.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Either way, we want her here.
Yes.
So that'll help. Gonna be, yes. Only going to help your album.
We're going to be tweeting you guys, and we hope that Adrian and Jalissa, that you guys come and, you know, hang out with us on After Buzz.
Awesome.
So we can recap.
All right, guys. So that is our recap show for Empire Girls. And you can always catch me at Tweet Nina Marie. And that is TweetNinaMarie.
Hey, guys, and I'm Brooke Chavez. You can follow me on Twitter at Brooke Chavez LA. That's BROOKECHAVEZLA.
And you can catch me, Bam Erickson.
Just catch him.
The name's is on the caption, so, but BAMMERICSEN.
They might just be listening.
Awesome.
You're right. They might be listening. You're right. My bad.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.